Your fight is our fight.
Ваша боротьба – це наша боротьба.
2017 will be the year of offense.
Рік 2017 рік буде ріком нападу.
All of us will go back to Washington and we will push the case against Russia.
Ми всі повернемося до Вашингтону і ми будемо відстоювати санкції проти Росії.
Enough of a Russian aggression.
Досить вже російської агресії.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place.
What I would do is I would bomb Iran's oil infrastructure. The money financing terrorism comes from Iran. It's time for this terrorist state to pay a price for financing and supporting all this chaos. Yes, if you're the Iranians, if it were up to me, this war escalates, I'm coming after you.
I think this is what I'm trying to clarify here, because I'm wondering if
us in Israel, us in Israel,
us, the United States,
no,
and
no,
Israel.
No, I will be crystal clear.
The United,
let me just
be clear. You're saying that you would want the United States and Israel to bomb Iran, even in the absence of direct evidence of their involvement in this attack.
Yeah. So if there's an escalation, Abby, if there's people's throats being cut on television as Israel goes into Gaza and they're threatening to kill the hostages, if Hezbollah is unleashed on Israel in the north, it will be because Iran is supporting that. If you don't get the connection between Iran and this terrorist activity by Hamas and Hezbollah, you're missing a lot. This is a terrorist state that has American blood on its hands. It is now time to dismantle the financing system of terrorism if this war escalates. Yes, I would do a joint military operation. I tell the Iranians today, if the war escalates, you will pay a price. You will be out of the oil business. I want to be crystal clear on that. And if we don't do that, what do you expect to happen in the future? Do you expect Israel to forgive and forget? Biden didn't mention one word about Iran today, and I want to support the president. I'm supporting the Saudi-Israel peace deal. Israel made peace with several Arab countries through their Abraham Accords. I want to help the Palestinians we can do business with as part of a Saudi-Israel peace deal. But I'm tired of letting Iran, I think they did this to stop the Saudi-Arab peace negotiations, the Iranians. I don't want to reward them. I want to punish them.
So, Senator, can I ask you now about what's happening here in the United States? Republicans on Capitol Hill, your colleagues, especially in the House, are debating whether or not to fund Israel and Ukraine. Some of them don't want to fund Ukraine at all and only want to fund Israel. But my question to you is, do you think the U.S. risks being stretched too thin with these two incredibly significant conflicts happening at the same time, requiring quite a lot of American resources?
Yeah, no, not really. You know, my dad fought in Japan, and I had an uncle fought in Germany. America fought the Germans and the Japanese at the same time. Not one American has died in Ukraine. To my Republican colleagues who believe that we should pull the plug on supporting Ukraine, if you think Putin's going to stop at the Ukraine, you're not paying any attention. China's watching everything we do, so I think it would be really ill-conceived to not support Ukraine. They've destroyed half the Russian military. We've spent less than 5% of our defense budget, and not one American has died. This has been a good investment. Putin will keep going if we don't stop him in Ukraine. As to Iran, if there's an escalation of this war against Israel, I'm blaming Iran. And it's now time to put them on notice. They will pay a heavy price. I think we can do all those things. I think if there was a war with Iran, we would win. Threat to Israel.
And then
survival.
They flattened Gaza.
Just flatten it. We flattened Berlin. We flattened Tokyo.
Tell me this, Senator, and final question. When you look at the last few years since October 7th, many people in this part of the world say what happened in Gaza does not align with Christian values. Killing children, killing mothers,
well, be honest
killing
with
families
you.
Who are not militants.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
Why?
Because what did we do in World War II? Did we think one minute about starving the Germans? Did we bomb every city into to smithereens? So This
you
is a war.
No, October 7th to World War II.
Yes, I am. This is an absolute existential threat to the Jewish people. Mm. What happened on October the 7th was 1,200 people were slaughtered, raped, and murdered and filmed by radical Islamists who would kill every Jew if they could to the world. If you don't understand this is a threat to Israel,
and then
survival,
they flattened Gaza.
Just flatten it. We flattened Berlin. We flattened Tokyo. Were we wrong to drop an atomic bomb to end the Japanese reign of terror? Were we? So my view, if I were Israel, I would have probably done it the same way. Without military victory, there is no hope of breaking radicalism. We flattened them. We flattened them. We decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham received the
Well, here's what I would say about Dr. Fauci. He's been around a long time. He's one of the smartest people I know. So I have all the respect in the world for Dr. Fauci.